Hello, friends. Please clap as mandatory. You will be severely punished if you do not. There you go. Fourth clap. What was that story about North Korea where, like, people, it was either North Korea or Stalinist Russia where everyone was clapping and no one would stop. And so they clapped for like 2 hours before someone passed out. That's the vibe I'm looking to go for. Dr. Bonerton asks, how do I tune into a fireside chat? Could someone answer him in Elysium? Because he's probably not hearing the voice if he's asking that question in Elysium. And Dr. Bonertron, what a great name. Kind of jealous that I did not have that as my name. What up, Ice Goon? That's your newbie, Dr. Bonertron? I'm all aboard on Dr. Bonertron. Yes, clearly I'm slacking there, Ragnar. Anyway, welcome to 2026. Who's feeling older? Not old, just old. Older, just wiser. All right, I'm ancient. Still drunk. There we go, good man. Almost 50? 39? You know, we did the survey. We still have plans to do another one. And the average age of the goon was younger than we expected. Honestly, what I expected was like later 30s, and it was early 30s. So it was kind of interesting that, because like all you old people key up and mention how old you are. But it turned out 6'7" is going to be the number one answer this year. I'm certainly of it. But yeah, goons were actually a little younger than expected. All these old people are like so proud that they didn't die. Good job. You made it. We can drop the Palatine when the average hits 69. That will be our celebration. Good plan. That will actually give us enough time to save up for it too. Someone mentioned that a 75-year-old. Yeah. I think the oldest person that we verified that was like, you know, we were reasonably certain wasn't just trolling was like 82. I think that we found like an 82-year-old that we were like pretty certain that they were 82. There were some people who were claiming to be like 97, but we did not think they were 97. Yes, Myron says 30 plus is still a lot in a video game. Yes, our demographics are much older than your Call of Duty or your Fortnite or even your old school RuneScape. Where are we typing at? Asked someone in Mumble. Good question. It is in Elysium on Jabber. In Elysium on Jabber. Join the room Elysium and all questions and chat will be in there. Thank you for chatting in Elysium on Jabber. Okay, so new year, new you, new resolutions, new questions, a lot going on. We've already started our plans for the new year. Things are in progress right now. If you're on a fleet with me yesterday, you might have seen something happen. We dropped a fort in Atio, and we will be closely watching what happens there. We have a lot of irons in the fire. Basically, our guys have hit the ground running as of today on what we want to do. So expect those things to start paying off in the next week or two. That's about the time frame now for when you should start imagining to see a lot of action. But things could happen at any moment. I'm being genuinely vague here for a reason, but we have plans afoot now to get you guys stuff to do, stuff to shoot. And now that we've had a break after glassing, I know a lot of questions I've been getting are, you know, who are we shooting? When are we shooting? And I'm very much on board with the stuff being shot. First Tiger Claw fleet, when? Probably in the next week or so. We will probably use them. We'll do some dry runs first as far as like, hey, we'll go shoot a structure or a POS or something. Get people used to maneuvering in them and using them. We probably won't go full on head to toe battle with the first use of them. So we will. But yes, we expect to use the Tiger's Claw pretty soon. Once again, that is a plan where we're gonna, how to fly a carrier, how to use fighters, all that kind of stuff. We want you guys to basically have some dry runs that hopefully don't result in a major fight because it's going to take some work getting used to it. Still 4 months before I can use the Tiger Claw. Yep, that is a lot of people. Understandable. Keep training. Can I bring my Chimera? Yes, as long as you do not want SRP and it is armor fit. I saw an armor fit Chimera. I imagine we'll have three or four of them in the fleet. All right, so let me go through some agenda items, and then I will answer your questions as always. This year, Secret Santa has had a surprisingly high number of deadbeats. We are pretty unhappy about that. We would love to have some backups. If you can sign into the secret_Santa channel in Jabber. That's secret_Santa. If you want to be a backup, this is for people who want to help out people who did who got deadbeated. I am also a backup. I'll be giving out a gift. So if you are a person who had signed up for Secret Santa and did not give out a gift, you have 1 week. Next week, there will be a name and shame, and you will get a whole year on the Goonfucker ACL. So if you haven't done it, I understand sometimes life gets in the way. You know, maybe you just got over your head with the holidays. Understandable. Get it done right now. Please do not get named and shamed. We will have the corpse and the names of the people who have been deadbeated, and those will be published, and then they will be blacklisted. Sorry, not blacklisted. ACL'd, Goonfucker ACL'd for the next year, which is actually sucks. We're looking to make some changes next year. I think we'll improve it. So we'll have more information about that. I don't know if we'll talk about it until next Christmas or not, but we will be working on having some changes for getting better results next year. We think part of the problem is that there's probably just a lot of people who haven't done it before and are not used to doing gift exchanges, and we also are going to try to discourage any kind of I expect to get this kind of level of thing. There was one person who listed the plexes at all the levels that he wanted, which was just gross and really not outside of the spirit of Christmas, not at all what we're looking to do. It is about generosity, and it's about, you know, giving out a gift to someone. Not receiving something and is not an exchange of equivalent value. And we will try to emphasize that more next year, because I think there's just some people who either don't do gift exchanges or have got a sort of weird opinion on what it should be. Yeah, I've heard several, this gift was too cheap, and I found that to be very disappointing. That is not the point of it. The point is to get a gift and to give a gift, but you should do... You know, the enjoyment should be in the nice gift that you got and the person that got it. Guys, if you got a gift, please say thank you. There is a thread to post thank yous. Even more appreciated is sending a message to the person. If they were anonymous, I know I sometimes send my gifts anonymously with an alt account, then just post in the thread. If you can find them on Discord or Jabber, send them a message saying thank you. If you don't know that, they contracted to you, send them an email. It is a really nice way to say thank you. This is something our modern society has forgot about, the thank you note. It's very important. It makes people feel good. They took the time out to do something nice. Take, 1 minute to do something nice for them and say, hey, thanks a lot. Really appreciated what you did. It's a shame I have to mention this, but here we are. All right. Also, for New Year's, LendingBee is open. We are giving out bigger loans than before, and it's a great way to get started in EVE Online, making your money. There are a lot of success cases with LendingBee in here, and people who've gotten money with either no collateral or for a smaller loan, or with a lot of collateral for a bigger loan, and turned it into a huge stack of ISK and EVE Online. Are there leg-breaking stories too? We will not be breaking any legs, but we don't want to make this you will get punished if you don't do this kind of thing. It really ruins the spirit of it. So we're just looking at ways to encourage people to understand what they're doing and then hopefully get a better result next year. So anyway, if you can be a person who can help the Christmas spirit and cover for a deadbeat, please volunteer. I will be doing the same. And it's a really nice thing to give a gift to someone who didn't get it. It actually almost feels better than giving it to your person who was just assigned to you. Uh, 769 people in the Fireside channel. Thanks, you guys, for showing up. We have had tremendous growth over the last 3 years. We have had approximately, since I took over, we have basically doubled in size. As Goonwaffa, as the Imperium, we have done about the same, more than doubling in size. So our numbers have really improved. And I take that as a compliment to our leadership, who put a lot of time and effort into doing this. If you have a chance, say thank you to your corp leaders, to your, if you're involved with the SIG, say thank you to those people. There's a lot of people who put a lot of time into this game, and their reward is the satisfaction that they get from your time being enjoyable. So going out there and saying thank you is really important. You don't need to thank me. I appreciate you saying something in the channel, but there's a lot of people who put a lot of effort into this, and I get messages from people saying thank you. They may have not ever gotten one. So if you see a GSOLer, say thank you. If you are part of a SIG, say thank you to your leader. If you are part of a, if you're someone doing some work for the Alliance, say thank you. I just, civility is so important. And I was just thinking about that since we're talking about the Secret Santa thing. This is an all volunteer org. No one is paid any real life cash dollars. So it's extremely valuable to show your appreciation in the ways that you can. All right, friends. So we're looking forward here to a new year. What are we going to do? We have some pretty big changes as far as infrastructure that we'll be doing. Nothing to announce this week on that, but I think you guys will be pretty happy to hear some of the changes on that front. I don't know if we got a welcome last time, but welcome to new director, Aoife Aldent, well-deserved for the work in Gooniversity. Welcome aboard. Rest in piss. I did yell at Ranger because he sent the broadcast and wrote RIP, which is not the appropriate language. All directors, rest in piss. Welcome aboard, Aoife. Well-deserved and commiserations. All right, friends. We are open for questions. So go ahead and throw them in Elysium, and I will be happy to answer. What is a Tiger Claw? It is our new carrier doctrine. Carriers are going to be basically a sub-capital fleet. We will fly them more like sub-capitals than capitals. The Tiger Claw is the carrier from the Wing Commander series. The name was suggested by Delta Flux. I am a huge Wing Commander fan, so I immediately said yes. Someone came up with a really good name for them, which we'll have to use for something else because I like the other name, but Tiger Claw is fan service and it made me happy. So we're going with Tiger Claw. We will start flying them in the near future. We have plans for how to use them first. Like I said, sort of a dry run, and then we'll go forward there. Train jump drive calibration 5. Yes, you cannot go in the fleet without it. Not possible. Must have them. What is this Alliance fleet doctrine thing? I am a new person. I don't know exactly what you mean by that, but all fleets have a doctrine except for the most unorganized, which means that you need to fly one of the ships on the doctrine list. You will find it on our forums, on Goon Fleet forums. There is a subfolder for fleets and reimbursement. You can look in there and find the list of ships that is available and the fit you need to bring. You can then copy it into the game and buy the ship, or you can buy it on contract from someone who has already pre-done that for you. Both are possible. Any wars incoming, says Matthias. So predicting an eve war is like pissing in the wind, but they happen when you least expect them. You know, we were very much expecting a war against Horde, and they totally collapsed in a way that's never happened before, ever, in EVE Online. It's going to be a very interesting story. So I'm not going to predict a war, but I'm going to say that they happen when you least expect them, and we're going to start poking things and see what happens. And that's basically how a lot of wars happen, is just you poke things, you see what happens, and then someone gets pissed off and calls someone's mother a bad word, and then you're at war. Aren't Tiger Claws afraid of massive bomb runs? The run would have to be so massive that it would be essentially impossible for the server, I believe. Diogenes wants a recap of everything he missed. There will be one later pinged out. Do we need to join Cap Swarm Sig for the Tiger Claw? No, I do not believe so. I believe that is actually not required to join Cap Swarm. Are the skill requirements the same as Cap Swarm carriers? I think so. Certainly JDC5. I don't remember if there's anything else, but yeah, basically once you're Tiger Claw capable, you can join Cap Swarm. There's no reason not to. Are we keeping the RNI as a doctrine? Yes, we are planning to keep it as a doctrine for the time being. If you want to build them or make the hulls, I cannot advise you on doing that. There is GS_ISK on Jabber. It is a great place to ask those kind of questions. I am not equipped to answer questions about that kind of thing. The way I make money is by spending an Ishtar or running a Rourke War or something like that. I make money like the plebes. I do not know how to make it in actual serious ways. Tiger Claw is indeed a reference to Wing Commander. Yes, there will be Cap Swarm carriers. We understand that is a Cap Swarm thing as well, and there will be chances to use them, but I think for the time being, Tiger Claws are going to be the main carrier that we'll be using. Obviously, carriers had an important role. At times, they were very important, but there was a lot of times where they would sit and do nothing. Our goal is to make it so they're not sitting around a lot and that you guys can use, you know, you guys can flex on people. A Tiger Claw cost under 5 billion ISK, about 5 billion ISK, somewhere around there. It's the cheapest capital. And so it's the, you know, it's putting 20-inch rims on your Honda Civic Type R. It's not quite a Ferrari, but it's still pretty cool. Will we see Arcadios ever again? Yes. The man is taking a well-earned break. The Fiero, man. So many kit cars in the 80s using the Fiero. The only cheap mid-engine car. Why not include the Chimera? The Chimera sucks for the Tiger Claw Doctrine. But like I said, we will let people run them. They just will not get reimbursement. But if you want to be a special snowflake in an armor Chimera, you can bring it along. Do not bring along a shield Chimera, please. We really do not want them, but... Where if we should do the fleet and we have like 40 Chimeras, we're going to lose our shit. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I got my Tandit test for below 5 billion with Fit. That's what I was talking about. Fit should be under 5 billion or so these days. Trinidad Chambliss. Yeah, man, he looks really good. How's Hector Ball doing? I did not play Hector Ball, but everything I heard was that it was awesome. Zintage mentions that the Chimera is not a real ship. It does not exist. It's just a figment of your imagination. As a Chimera main, I am sad. Unfortunately, Projectu, 10 years ago, the Chimera was awesome. Like, all goons use Chimeras, but since then, it has not been a good ship. They really killed that the guy. Even their e-war fighters, which you would assume would be good because their bonus suck, like they're terrible. To give you guys an idea, if you put one of the Chimera e-war fighters, what are those called? Scarabs? I don't remember. They're so bad. But if you put them on a T2 cruiser with Lynx, guess what your jam chance is from one whole wing of fighters or one whole squad of fighters, I should say? 30%, 30% or so. So your whole carrier squadron has a 30% chance of jamming one T2 cruiser. It's a really bad ship, unfortunately. I was like, oh, maybe we could just run a bunch of jams. I was like, wait, no, this is awful. This sucks. Terrible. And it's worse. Like, that's a ship without a SIBO. If it has a SIBO, it just gets worse and worse. If it has better sensor strength, like a battleship, it gets worse and worse. It's really, unfortunately, not a good ship. There are three carriers. There is the Nidhogger, the Thanatos, and the Archon, but there is no other carrier. Yeah, you should have the carrier conduit skill trained if you can. It's not a requirement, though. So if you're an old head like me looking for stuff to train, go ahead and do that. But if you are a new guy, JDC5 is the most important part, JDC5. That's what you must have. Do not show up in fleet with JDC4. You will be roundly made fun of. Yeah, it is super useful for your own personal purposes, by the way, the conduit. And if you are in a small gang, it's useful. If you're in a SIG, it's useful. We're looking to have a 6-inch squad leader step up. And we've had a couple of proposals, but if you are interested in running a SIGger squad, this is the time to start proving yourself, you know. become a skirmish commander, you know, show up, learn a bit, and go from there. Becoming a skirmish commander is a really fun way to play EVE Online if you have that sort of desire. I started playing EVE Online. I became a skirmish commander basically by accident. And everything that's happened to me since then is basically because I joined that SIG. I was talking to a BBC reporter the other day about the fall of Horde, and I don't know if they're going to do the article or not, but I was just reflecting on how if I hadn't joined the Skirmish Commander SIG, this wouldn't have happened. What a strange and weird set of circumstances that led me here. No guarantees on that particular situation, but joining Skirmish Commanders was a great decision for me. I've had a lot of fun in my career. I made a lot of friends. I met a lot of very interesting people. And I did not really ever start EVE to become an FC, but I ended up becoming one. And if that has any appeal to you, if you like to solve problems, if you like to lead people, if you like to talk to people, if you like to be social, and if you like to, or you like to be a pest, there are a lot of ways you can be a good skirmish commander. Yes, I was talking to a snuff guy. You're correct. I forgot. Goons have become gooners, and I need to be really careful about what acronyms I use. All right, if you have any other questions, throw them in here. I will try to answer them. Wiki team is recruiting. This is great, guys. Yeah, we're looking at updating the wiki team. We got big plans for this going forward. But for right now, we need janitors. That's really important. Getting the wiki back into tip-top fighting shape is something that is a very important thing for me. Personally, I loved reading the wiki when I joined. I loved the history part. If you want to be a part of helping the wiki team, it is a good place to start. I was talking to my fleet yesterday. We were having a discussion about, here's an interesting conundrum, and I'll let you guys talk about it here as well. We have seen a consistent issue. I don't know if I want to call it an issue. A consistent difference between a non-American and American people for leadership roles. And it's something that where I really would like to have people in leadership from all around the world, and we have a hard time recruiting non-Americans. And so I was talking to my fleet about what the reason was, and people were like, hey, I don't know what to join. Like, if I want to be a leader, where do I sign up? And here's the thing is, you don't sign up to become a leader. You do something, and then you get noticed, and then you get involuntarily promoted, like Aoife just did. So my point is that I've just been talking about skirmish commanders. I've been talking about wiki janitors. That's how you get into leadership. You go in there, and you do a good job, and then you get noticed. That's how everyone in leadership got into leadership. So I'm particularly asking you, if you are a European, if you are, God forbid, an Australian, if you are from any country, join these roles when they're offered. You know, we talk about scouts, we talk about GSOL, you know, whatever. We talk about all kinds of opportunities. We would love to have you, and we'd love to promote you. I'd like to talk about one other thing, and this is something that gets talked about a lot, is people who are worried about their English. I promise you, it is not a problem. And also, can people in channel please X up if EVE Online has helped you with English as your second language? Because I see this so much. So if you're worried, like, oh, I want to become a part of it, but my English is not perfect, or I don't even think it's good, we won't be a problem. Everyone here is a certified linguist, because we hear people from all over the world. It's so cool. It's one of the most cool things about being in the Imperium, is that you can talk to someone right now from Yemen if you want to. You can talk to Brazil. You can talk to whatever you want. Hey, like, are you from Chile? I would love to know what Chile is like. You can be an anthropologist in Goonswarm right now. And there's all these X's where people who have learned and improved their English just by getting involved. So please, please do not be afraid that you have poor English. I think North Korea is one of the very few countries that is not represented, August. But English is not a problem. It will not be a problem if you join. And I promise you, practicing, you'll get better. I've heard so many goons who joined, you know, a Sigur squad, did not have that good English. It wasn't a problem, but it got so much better because they practice it. That's the number one thing. Sam, I am noticing you.
Oh, man, English. Especially my writing got a lot better. I mean, it's even bad still. But
Apple, you're not a really good example of this, but for everyone else, there's so many other people who improve their English a lot.
Where are we at on the agenda, Asher? Because I'm being told there's about 400 in it to go shoot.
We're good. Yeah, let's go form that fleet. And yeah, how about them canes? I'm really pleased. I'm having a great time. But we will call it now. Guys, Happy New Year. Love to have you here with us. We will see you next week. Go shoot some people. Go have some fun. Go get some males, either your own or theirs. I will see you later.
Watch for pings, guys. Be out in just a second.